Under the old system, providers could charge the state of Montana's health plan different amounts for the same service. Under this new transparent pricing model, Allegiance, the state's third-party administrator, is contracting with facilities for more comparable costs. It does that by anchoring pricing to Medicare as a national point of reference. It then pays hospitals a multiple above that. Governor Steve Bullock.
What the new reimbursement model does is it makes medical costs more predictable, consistent, and comparable among facilities.
The state currently has negotiated price transparency with 9 of the 10 largest hospitals in the state and most of the smaller local hospitals. Bullock says the state continues to negotiate with Benefits Health System in Great Falls. Dr. Heidi Duncan practices family medicine at Billings Clinic. She says she has discussions with patients about their illnesses or staying healthy, as well as the costs of care.
As physicians, clinics, and hospitals, we are not going to be able to solve the problem of high costs in healthcare on our own. There are multiple complex factors, a lot of which are beyond our control.
This includes the cost of keeping up with technology and recruiting and retaining doctors, nurses, and other providers. Calls for price transparency have been increasing, particularly when it comes to elective surgery, like knee replacement. Dr. Nick Walter is the CEO of Billings Clinic. He says Billings Clinic has been working to control overall healthcare costs, which continue to rise at the same time reimbursements for services continues to drop.
And we think we're taking, $12 to $14 million of cost out of our operation every year. That has translated into us keeping our charges flat over about 5 years. That's really pretty amazing. The problem is charges don't always reflect the cost to an individual.
That's because insurance companies or large groups negotiate with providers the different reimbursements allowed. Walter says there are no quick fixes for the rising costs of health care. For now, the change in reimbursement based on price transparency only affects state employees and their dependents and state retirees, or about 33,000 people. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.